Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3, and Claire Huang is the Hong Kong correspondent for the Straits Times. She joins us every week with an update and analysis of the latest from the territory. Claire, thanks for your time.
Hi, Howie. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
So let's start with those 49 passengers on a flight from Delhi to Hong Kong who've tested positive for COVID-19. And then Hong Kong's now introduced an emergency ban on all flights from India. Talk to us about what else has been happening on the COVID front.
Well, Hong Kong suspended flights from India, Pakistan and the Philippines from Tuesday for 2 weeks after the N501Y mutant COVID-19 strain was detected here in Hong Kong for the first time. Now, the first case of this mutant strain was detected in a 29-year-old man who had returned from Dubai. He tested positive after completing 21 days of quarantine. A friend he lived with during his stay in Hong Kong has also been infected with the variant. So just to give a bit of a background, last Wednesday, officials here banned all flights from locations where five or more passengers within a span of 7 days test positive with the mutant virus strain. The current ban on the three countries is retrospectively applied. They are classified as, you know, extremely high risk after there have been multiple imported cases carrying the strain into Hong Kong in the past 14 days. Now, Hong Kong has got its confirmed cases or local confirmed cases down to single digit. On Sunday, there were 30 cases, of which 29 were imported. That's the highest daily number since mid-March.
So now that this more virulent strain or more infectious variant has emerged, what's this going to do to Hong Kong's travel bubble launch target then, Claire?
Well, if you do the math, the earliest the bubble flights, the Singapore-Hong Kong bubble flights, where it's quarantine-free, right, can be launched, will be in the second or third week of May, depending on whether the cities have outbreaks, right? We've talked about this before. It's a very fluid situation. COVID-19 is very infectious, and now we have this mutated strain, which is more infectious. If it's not nipped in the bud, we will have outbreaks quite easily. On Hong Kong's part, right, Howie, I think the local spread is down to single digits. The imported cases are not. With the flight suspensions, it would help to at least contain the situation. Let's not forget that this takes two hands to clap. And over on Singapore's side, you now have possible dormitory outbreak brewing.
Switching gears though now, Carrie Lam, Hong Kong's leader, was speaking at the annual Bo Ao Forum, and she's revealed a joint push with Shenzhen to lure overseas Chinese talent back home. Tell us what you know.
Well, the two cities are discussing a joint policy plan to attract overseas Chinese professionals to the Greater Bay Area, where officials are looking to transform this Bay Area into an innovation and technology hub. She said in these recent 2 years, particularly, some Western countries have not been very friendly to the Chinese. So the priority now is to attract Chinese scientific and research talent overseas back to Hong Kong or to the Bay Area. So she noted that for an innovation and technology firm to grow, it will need financing and it will need investment. And in turn, this has to go through Hong Kong because Hong Kong is an international financial center. Let us remember, Howie, that she's making this point to domestic audience in China that Hong Kong is still relevant. Okay, so here's the part where we need to remember also is that just on the issue of taxation, the taxation policy alone, it's vastly different between Hong Kong and the mainland. Hong Kong has very low taxes. Not in the mainland. So whatever plan they are coming up with, they will have to tackle this and also the funds flow. You know, it has to be free capital flow.
Claire, pro-democracy figures Jimmy Lai, Martin Lee and Albert Ho, though, have appealed against their convictions and sentences. What else do we know?
Well, this is for their roles in an anti-government protest on August 18, 2019. It comes after they were handed sentences last week. Lai was jailed for 12 months in prison. Lee and Ho were each given suspended sentences. They were all found guilty of organizing and taking part in an unauthorized assembly. Six others were convicted for their roles in the protest also. So Lai is now appealing against his sentence for taking part in an unauthorized march in Wan Chai on a different date, also in August, but August 31st. So he was given a 14-month jail term in connection with the two demonstrations, and prosecutors, right, this week pressed two additional charges against the media tycoon. including one that's under the national security law. So besides an earlier charge of colluding with foreign powers, Lai is now also accused of conspiring with his former assistant, Mark Simon, national security suspect Andy Lee, and others to collude with foreign powers between July last year and February this year. So prosecutors say that the group urged, you know, a foreign country or organization to impose sanctions on Hong Kong.
And very quickly, talk to us. This one makes me sad. We hear that a 90-year-old woman in Hong Kong lost 250 million Hong Kong dollars in a phone scam. That's what, 40 million Singapore dollars? And police are saying this is the biggest recorded phone scam there. What happened?
Well, criminals had pretended to be mainland officials. She was then, contacted and instructed to transfer her money to designated bank accounts so that they can investigate whether the cash, you know, was the proceeds of crime. Police have now arrested a 19-year-old university student in connection with the crime, and officers froze bank accounts containing about nine million Hong Kong dollars. That's like, you know, just a small fraction of what she lost. The phone scammers have made off with the rest. So apparently the student went to the woman's home on the peak in July and gave her a mobile phone to communicate with a con artist.
Oh, man. Claire, thank you so much for your insights as always. Pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Howie. Always my pleasure.
Claire Huang, Hong Kong correspondent for The Straits Times. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg